keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Just the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Evening to you, Namibia, and to faithful listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons. Welcome to yet another episode on Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, that is being Eagle FM. I am your host, Dafa. Happy Juju here to keep you company from now up until 2100 hours, bringing you yet another insightful topic or insightful conversation. Of course, it is Saturday, and today the weather is relatively cool, at least from the capital city, from the side where I'm coming from, because, I mean, capital city is huge, is big. Other people, it might be freezing cold, but today is relatively okay compared do yesterday. My goodness, yesterday. I didn't even think I would manage to do laundry today, but fortunately, I managed to. Of course, with some warm water. But yeah, otherwise, it's relatively okay. I'm not freezing up in here. I'm doing okay. Otherwise, I hope you all are doing well this Saturday evening and that you are cozying up and making the kids some tea and coffee every now and then. You know, especially this time when it's really cold, and it's been a thing. It's been a thing of hours every morning before my kids actually head out to school. I make sure that they have some coffee and, or some tea, and they've been waking up themselves to do it. But lately, I've been waking up to do it for them. And also somewhere towards evening, I ensure that they have a bit of coffee as well. I mean, tea, why do I keep saying coffee? But yeah, I think I always think it's one and the same thing, but actually it's not. But yeah, so it's time to keep really warm and to ensure that you're not cold. And for those of you who need extra blanket, please do go buy yourself some blankets. Yeah, I don't want to promote Chinatown, but yeah, they have some really nice blankets also. But you have to be very careful. Otherwise, you'll end up buying the one which, you know, accumulates on one side. And also those who say, there are also people who sell very nice blankets. I mean, why would you be cold when you can really buy yourself a blanket? You know, I've rather, you know, really budget a blanket. Thankfully for me, we bought enough blankets last year. You know, there was a time whereby we really bought blankets. And I remember the kid's grandmother also sponsoring, you know, for the blankets. And every child had their own blanket. And there's one thing I've come to realize that we often don't talk about. It's very fancy and cute when each child has their bed, right? But each child having their bed also means more bed sheets and also means more bed sheets to wash. So, yeah, cold-wise, I'm really grateful we are sorted in terms of blankets. And even cloth-wise, you know what? This morning when I was doing some laundry, I was just reflecting on what I have told myself, I think a month or two or 3 months ago, where I told myself, you know what? The kids have enough clothes. No more buying clothes. No. You know, we parents have this thing of you go in the shop and then you want to buy them new clothes. Okay, it's winter time, new track shoes and I realized just shoes, but otherwise let's stick to our old clothes. Okay. And focus on other areas. But anyway, let's pause here for a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you lost your show, all of that is good to go. Oma wa o tomono okuchako NHP. Genge wa longifai longifoli lipedu lo wa wo haku. Olo halipiti kwa efiku nefiku. Mefiloshi shelo haku oe. O wa washimali wa oshosha kupako. Washika we delwa komto alandu lako. Kashi, koma punglo e na shano unjolo welewe. Oto dulu okulongifa oma wa oe. Wa hupuko, opo una mitito shiningi momikalo dihapungashi. Okufuti lapo oimali wa ishona. Oyo hodulu okupolwa. Ulifutila ove mwene, omayakulo olu hapu, hakala ina kwa telwa, mouwa we kwa folo elo unamiti. Ile, otojulu no kuli, okupitifapo e mwe didonumba, tokala ino futa eakulo lo elo unamiti. Kowyalele uhapu, talela po nhp.com.na. Emango nomalandola fwana ododina okulandulwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your life, your peace of mind. NHP will about you.
Yeah.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapombwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia.
Oh yeah, so I was really saying, applauding myself for containing myself or for is it containing for disciplining myself to say, this time around, no clothes. Let's use what we already have, you know, and focus and channel the finances somewhere else where it's important. And I've come to realize kids, and especially when you are with your kids actively, there's this tendency to go in the shop and see something nice and, oh, let me get this for the kids or perhaps toys. Hi, that was me back then when they were really young. Toys upon toys, and then toys get broken and makes you so sad and disappointed and all that. So I decided, nope, we're not doing that again. Let's focus on other important things, or rather buy big toys as opposed to small toys, as opposed to, you know, those ones that can easily break. Let's rather, you know, but otherwise with toys, I think I'm out of that. I have now grown out of that, you know, the thing of buying toys instantly, because no, you want to make the kids happy, and at some point I've come to realize it's just a waste of money. Because hey, you know, I tell my kids, please go play outside, play with sand, play with what. And I've seen parents who are like, no, you can't play with sand, you make yourself dirty. That's the purpose for them, because that's their children. I up to now, I enjoy it when my kids play outside, play with sand, play with, you know, the other. Just today, when I was doing some laundry and they also helped me to hang clothes and whatnot, my 13-year-old son was accumulating some stones, you know, and making a road for his car. And I like that. Let the kids be busy, play with sand, play with stones, play with what? Not every time glued to the television and being indoors. Let them play with sand. That's what we did. At least I allowed them, because I loved it when we could play with sand. That my daughter would be cooking cake and call me to come and eat that, you know, cake made out that is sand mixed with water. And I remember how this was really nice. I enjoyed it when I was young, how would really play with sand and play. And my grandfather would, and that time we didn't have a tap in the house. And so they would go and fetch water. And so my grandfather would sneak, to us water and say, don't tell your grandmother that, you know, I gave you guys water. And it's something I really enjoyed. So we should allow our kids to be kids. Let's allow them. If the clothes get dirty, well, we can wash them. They can be washed. You understand? If you're so careful about, you don't want clothes to get old, easily, maybe then let them have specific clothes that they wear when they are going to play outside. But otherwise, this habit of keeping the kids in the house and caging them, thank God I have a huge yard where the kids can really play. And I know that's something that, not everybody is privileged to, especially when you're, the child is now confined to a flat or a room or and stuff like that. Then make sure that you at least take the child to the park, all the children to the park. That's something I also, used to do, except now when I'm too busy or engaged, but I try try to take the kids to the park, which I think it's been a while now that we have done that. It's very necessary. I mean, the kids need to be outdoors. Let them explore. They're kids at the end of the day. Let them go to those municipality parks and swing themselves and, you know, just really have fun. Now, tonight we will be talking about In the Line of Children. And maybe some of you might be wondering why I'm talking kids. We will be speaking about in the area of children and entrepreneurship in regards to the little ones, to the children, and how perhaps we can try to incorporate that in their everyday lifestyle, or just educate them in regards to them starting businesses. You know, there's one thing that I've come to realize, you know, when some of the things that stay with us, even as we grow up, as we become adults, is things that we have been taught when we were relatively small. There are some of the things that I'm glued to, or they have been in me now, you know, for quite some time, because it's just something that it has been installed in me, and I can't seem to forget it. And that's very beautiful. So we ought to do something sincerely, at this point in time. Which usually when they talk about entrepreneurs and kids selling something, I've come to realize, one of my kids really loves selling stuff. And that's really nice. I like the fact that they have that initiative. I used to sell sweets too when I was in school, when I was in high school, and I was doing really well. I was making really good money. I liked that until they stole my money, and then I stopped selling. I think that was right about it, and I was very sad. But unfortunately, it was actually my fault. I left my bag. We had to go for a meeting, and I left my bag that has sweets and the money. Who does that? So yeah, but then again, I guess I was a child, so some lessons being learned there, right there and then. At this point in time, especially now that it's winter, now that the kids have resumed school, I've been thinking myself about ways to make it much, you know, incorporate the kids in the things that we do. Well, I think around in our household, that's a must. You can't not help out at home. You know, mommy would ask you do this, hang the clothes because mom's washing your clothes, or do this, you know. And yeah, I think for me, it's even sometimes letting them be, letting them to play, you know. And interestingly, today also, I allowed them to get up quite late. Late means 9:30 or something like that. You know, there's a way I wouldn't want them to sleep until 10 or 11. No way, man. I remember when my grandfather, whenever we go to the north for holiday, early morning, I think he's coming wake us up at 6 o'clock, 6:30. And you're just like, oh man, you wake up early in the morning, already go to school, and now you came to the north for holiday. Your grandfather is waking you up so early in the morning. Thankfully, my aunt would tell my grandfather that let them sleep a little while, because they are so used to waking up in the morning. And I think that's one thing I didn't used to look forward to when I'm going to the village to visit, because, oh man, the waking up was not my thing. But you know, as a child grows, this becomes a part of them. The reason why I think we struggle some years later in life, in our adult life, is because some of the things were not instilled in us, you know. When something is instilled in the children from a young age, it becomes part of them. It becomes part of their DNA. It becomes part of who they are. And it becomes very easy, you know, to navigate and all that kind of stuff. It becomes really easy. I personally was even thinking about it of recent that, you know, I remember when I was grade nine, and at that time I was how old? 14? Not yet 15 or turning 15. When I was grade nine, one of my aunt transferred to the north. So she wanted to work in the north. So she got a transfer. She was working in the government, I believe. She transferred to the north, leaving us with her sister, who was my aunt, and she was younger to my aunt. And my mom was in the north at the time. So we used to stay, my two aunts and I, and my sister and my cousin. So my cousin was a year younger than me, and my sister is 5 years younger than me. Now, unfortunately, I think within a week when she traveled, she got her transfer to the north, my aunt, the younger sister to the other aunt, got sick. And it was the time when polio was actively killing many people. Right here in Namibia, it was quite of, it was really the time of polio, the polio pandemic. And so, unfortunately, my grandmother had to travel from the north to come and be with my aunt. She was hospitalized. And guess who had to be, I don't want to say head of the house because I'm a girl. But yeah, I had to literally take over the household at 9 years old. I remember my mom sending 1,000 Namibian dollars and I had to go do grocery shopping. And that 1,000, you could buy so many things. At that time, there was a 12.5 kg sugar and we would buy the 12.5 kg sugar. Of course, it would last long, but we were just used to, it has been the norm. My aunt would buy big stuff. And even now, growing up and having my own home and taking care of my children, I've come to realize that those habits that were instilled in me, that life and situation and circumstances allowed to be instilled in me, I still have them. I can easily manage a house even by myself. You know, I can have lots of kids in the house and still manage them. My kids and other people's kids, maybe one or two, you know, additional kids, and still be able to just manage them and tell them, do this, do that, and wash clothes, cook, do, you know, just give them responsibility. Because I took up responsibility from a very young age. I took up responsibility for my cousin and for my sister. And I think it's because of that very reason that I stopped playing even in the street with my friends immediately. I became an adult now. I had to ensure that this is done. I had to ensure that they have eaten, we have cooked, you know? And we were going on like that. Like literally, I was the eldest in the house at the age of 15. Yeah, we will go to school. The cab will come and pick us up and drop us back home and we'll do our homework and we'll do what? Up until, it went on for a year. For a year up until my grandmother came back from the hospital with my aunt, but still back and forth, in and out. And eventually, they went to the north and yeah, she passed on and all that kind of stuff. But really, I had to be a parent at a young age. But what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that those things that you, you know, teach your children now, they grow up with them. So we shouldn't be lenient to say, no, they're still children. Let the child cook. Let the child prepare meal. Let the child know how to make oshikondu, you know. Let the child know how to make a traditional brew. Something. Let the child do something, you know. Let's develop that culture that was instilled in us. Let's pause right here and make room for a scheduled commercial break. We'll be back shortly.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
You know, there's something about opening a Tafel Lager that brings people together.
Yeah, and once people come together, the voices follow.
Ideas get shared, laughs get louder.
New perspectives come up where you least expect them.
Because when people use their voice, conversations start.
And those conversations, they can refresh a moment and even shape what happens next.
So, grab a Tafel Lager and start the conversation. Tafel Lager, now we're talking. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo doto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually...
Tech doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that. Sniffing up drugs, all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be. Y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Welcome back. And of course, this is Life Lessons. Like I told you already, if you're only joining us now, please, you're more than welcome. My guest is in studio with me, and that is Teopolina Shingenge. Let me introduce her properly. And she is the author of Future Entrepreneurs, a guide for kids towards their entrepreneurship journey. And let me tell you something. This book is being used in the Namibian curriculum. Yeah, being used in the Namibian curriculum for grade 1 to grade 3 as a supplementary subject or supplementary book. Let me put it like that. Teopolina, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for the invite. And yeah. I would just like to give a bit of correction. The book has been endorsed to be utilized for the grade 1 to grade 3 as a supplementary. Yeah.
Nice. Is it being used already or not yet?
Some schools have bought it for themselves.
Okay.
Maybe like a teacher would, one teacher buys it and then they would use it in their class and stuff.
I see.
Yeah, but not to say like a...
Like a must?
Yeah, to say like a lot of people bought it yet. But then private schools, they did invest in it.
Yeah.
Some of the private schools, they did invest in it, like to buy it for their school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Future entrepreneurs. Let's get into that. Why? No. Where are my manners? Who's Teopolina Shingenge? let's first get to understand who's this author. Where is she from? Which village? Which town? Which city? How many siblings? What was her passion? Is she a medical doctor, a nurse, a teacher by profession? Who's Teopolina Shingenge?
Okay. So Teopolina Shingenge is merely an aspiring entrepreneur. I am from Momsati region.
Nice.
I grew up in Bokahao. Mm-hmm. However, I have relocated now to Omakange. That is now my new home.
Okay.
Yes. I do have... Okay, siblings. I do have 2 siblings.
Oh, you guys are only 3?
Yes, we are only 3.
Only 3, my mom.
And I'm the only girl. And basically, ouch. I'm the... elder one.
Ah.
Yes. I am an entrepreneur. I'm currently doing education.
Okay.
However, with other qualifications, but more into entrepreneurial aspect.
Okay.
So the education part is just to add on it in terms of doing what I need to do in life. Mm-hmm. As I do run an extra class program with children from high school and primary grades and stuff like that. So
can I attend?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are also into other activities. We do maintenance, you know, like we do pest control, cleaning, and stuff like that. So,
a real entrepreneur.
Yes. I've been in the entrepreneurial industry, or I've been doing business for like 8 years now. So I started in, if I'm not mistaken, speaking under correction, I started in 2019 officially.
Okay.
But then I was registered, you know, from BEPA and stuff from 2018.
Okay.
But then I've been juggling around from then. So
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Why entrepreneurship? Of recent or yesterday, I came across a snippet of an interview with someone with Ali Dangote, and he said something. The only three ways where money can really stream into you or something like that is when you get a cash gift, a dividends, or you sell something.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, yeah, ne? So why entrepreneurship?
Okay, so I think from a very young age, when I used to go to school, we were one of those kids that, because I was in the hostel, so then we were one of those kids that were always making meets end.
Oh, okay, meets end, yeah.
Yes, I mean, in terms of, back then, we used to buy a packet of glucose. You know those glucose, we would buy them for like $10, and if you sell it, you'll make a profit like of $15 and stuff.
Nice.
So I started off from there. Although it was not allowed, I just changed. Yeah. You know, I just changed the business.
Yeah.
So because now the glucose they can see and stuff, I put it in, like I would buy sweets. Because even our packets of sweets then, it was just like $10 and you'll make maybe like a $12 or whatnot.
Mm.
So I started from then. So when I finished school, I... okay, so 1 year I have improved, of course. I've improved my English, and then the following year I went to UNAM. So my first year in, my first year at UNAM, I've utilized my NASFAF refund to actually buy a kit to do nails. Yes, and it was very weird because how I did it was, I went to the, I got to ask people, like, where do you buy these things? I went to the Chinese shop. And then I was just there stranded. Like, it was very weird because everybody was looking at me like, do you know what you want?
Yeah.
And I started asking people. So I started following now the ladies that are there that are buying things. And I started asking, okay, what is this for? What is this for? Okay. So if I have to start, what should I buy? And then I got somebody to just show me the way. And then from then on, YouTube was like my school.
Wow.
So then I just concentrated there.
Nice. Yeah. Actually, we have YouTube at our disposal. I don't know why we don't make use of it, even baking. But anyway, let's first right here. We have a scheduled commercial break coming up, but we'll be back shortly. Please don't go anywhere.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Ace, my data is finished. 3 days into the week.
Every week? Same thing.
Switch to Paratus 083 Mobile.
Paratus 083?
For $45, get Socializer uncapped WhatsApp calling and social bundle. 5 gig for TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Plus, 1 gig for anything else for a whole week.
$45 for all of that?
$45. That's it. Full stop. No VAT surprises. Paratus 083 Mobile.
Switch to Paratus 083 Mobile and get the Socializer 7-day unlimited WhatsApp plus 6 gigabytes. $45 Namibian for 7 days. Uncapped unlimited WhatsApp calling and chatting plus 5 gig social and 1 gig anytime data. Available on self-service, the Paratus app, at Airtime City kiosks and Paratus shops. Be the engager and power your next social move all week. T's and C's apply.
I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay. And we are back. Like I told you, I am joined in studio by author of Future Entrepreneurs. That is Teopalina Shingenge. Teopalina, you know, I realize entrepreneurship, and I know you left speaking about something, and I realize entrepreneurship is somewhat embedded in some people, right? And it's and when they really pursue that, they tend to notice while they're doing it that they are also interested in this line. Real entrepreneurs never want to focus with just one thing. They'll start off with, you know, glucose and then sweets and then suddenly ice lollies. And then, you know, and even with big things, they'll start off with oil and then all of a sudden also, farming. And then why so?
Yes. Because of the lifestyle. So most of the time you don't have to put your eggs in one basket.
Mm.
And when you, in business, there's a part, in business, there's a part where we say all your business ideas do reach a peak, you know?
Mm.
And sometimes people don't understand it when they see an entrepreneur that was really doing well in one industry.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, things are no longer going well. It has nothing to do with, the person was maybe just enjoying themselves or doing what. No, every business does reach its peak. That is the reason why we then have to invest in other businesses.
Mm.
Like, for instance, let me say, doing tutorials, right?
Yeah.
The profit that comes from tutorials, then I invest it in laundry. The profit that comes in laundry, then it has like other aims also. But then at the end of the day, you look on where to put the money, small, bit by bit.
Yeah.
So let me say, during COVID, let me just give you the a very funny story. So during COVID,
mm-hmm.
I had to close down, the tutorial closed down, mm-hmm. because there was no kids going to school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But funny enough, I survived on laundry and catering.
Oh, wow.
And because this is, and it was so weird because everyone was, you would receive massive calls, like sometimes even the private hospitals are calling. So, you know, we need our things to be washed and whatnot. We need this. You need to pick it up. And I'm like, wow. Yes. So I survived on laundry and also catering.
Massively
because
on laundry.
Yeah. I survived on laundry and catering also because now at the end of the good part with catering, I have not used any of my profits from any other business. I've invested what came in from the catering.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, you'd see people saying, no, can you please, deliver this meal to our person that is there? We can't go there because now we are afraid the person to infect us and whatnot is a family member. So you don't have to put your eggs in one basket. That is the reason why now, as an entrepreneur, it's not that we are confused.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we don't know what to do. We have different perceptions and different views. One would say, oh, you are just everywhere. Eh? You are now here and here and here and here. No, it has nothing to do with we are here and here and here. When you reach your peak, there is a recession coming.
Ooh.
That is how business is. That is just, and that is just life.
Mm.
It's like a relationship.
Mm-mm-mm.
When you are in a relationship, there is a part where you are reaching the peak. And then the recession comes, the arguments comes, now you are starting to see each other to say, oh, you have rabbit teeth, you have ears that look like this. All this kind of thing, they do come.
Uh-huh.
But then, it's just like that. So it's also the same with business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. And, for some reason, I feel like, okay, for some business owners, some entrepreneurs, their spending habits become, aligned or organized,
mm-hmm.
because back then usually you would easily go in the shop and buy cold drink and buy, you know, fast food.
Yes.
All of a sudden you become very disciplined to say, but you know what, instead of me buying cold drink every day at work, why not buy Oros and keep it? Even the best juice that, you know, that is undiluted, that I can dilute myself.
Yes.
Buy it and keep it there. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you calculate buying a $15 Coke every day for 5 days, as opposed to now buying that really nice Mazoe juice. Yes. I say Mazoe because it's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
You know, you save actually.
Yes.
And you get to have to use it for like probably 2 weeks. So yeah. What's up with that discipline and at what point do you think it actually kicks in?
So as an entrepreneur, you only have you and yourself.
True.
Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody cares about what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just inspired in seeing you as you are.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wow, you know, but then they don't understand. So at the end of the day, that discipline does come in.
Mm.
Because if you are going through a recession,
yeah,
and you get to ask somebody to say, look, is it possible for you to assist me with this? Like maybe $100, I need to sort out something like this and I can give it back to you when.
Yeah.
So most of the time people have trust issues. So if you don't have the discipline for yourself, for your own finances, nobody's coming to rescue. I mean, everybody's going through whatever they're going through, but yeah, nobody's coming to rescue. The fact that they understand, yeah, that you are just a hustler. You are just sometimes, and most of our people do not understand entrepreneurs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because at the moment is, look, should I apply for a tender, and I'm telling you, look, I need to apply for this tender, it's $300. I need to get it from here, but I don't have the money now. So at least when I get the tender, I pay you back that $300 I got from you.
Yeah.
So most of the time people will be like, oh,
what if you now don't get it?
Where are you going to get it from? Penny, you know, like where are you either way, you are not working.
Mm.
You are seen as just a nobody and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, when you now, you manage somebody that trusts in you and you manage and you go through and you'll be like, you know what? You gave me this, but I'm giving you this more.
Yeah.
They're like, really? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, people that trust entrepreneurs. And I think that's the reason why the discipline comes in really, really. Because you only have yourself. Nobody else is coming to save you.
Mm, like that. You only have yourself. Nobody else is coming to save you. Let's talk about future entrepreneurs. You know, this book that you wrote as a guide for children. First and foremost, what inspired you to write this book for children? Because, hey, I've come to realize many times we're drawing up activities, planning things for adults and maybe the youth.
Mm-hmm.
We hardly speak about children.
Yeah. So, growing, these things that I have been wanting when I was growing up,
yeah.
I wanted to understand, like, the real life, what is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I grew up, I got to understand, so, you know, if I was taught actually, how to do a business plan at an early age, then I would understand when people are talking about you need to bring your business plan and come and pitch it here. Because now at the end of the day, imagine you are done with school. That is when you are taught how to pitch your business idea. But when you're taught about it, for instance, when you're at school, you are doing it for your marks, for the exam purposes.
Yeah.
You don't really feel that. You are not really passionate about it.
Mm.
But mind you, when you teach children from a very, very early age, they get to understand to say, right, after school, when I'm done with my school and whatnot, and there is an opportunity, they are able to tap into it because they grew with it. Nice. I've been watching, in developed countries, there's what is called Dragon Din. You know, where entrepreneurs go and do their pitching.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching kids doing their pitchings. Some they are doing with their parents. Some is just them, like, from... And this is kids maybe, like, grade 4, grade 7. And you're like, wait, they have ideas? You would see kids that are saying, we have design apps that are checking if you have plagiarized your schoolwork. Because, and yeah, I've seen that video where a child is saying, I've done my homework so well, and at the end of the day, the teacher said it was plagiarism. So then I designed an app that is ensuring that to check all the work.
Before I submit
it. Yes. And this is the child that was pitching for their business to be funded. Yes.
Wow.
And it's because they got to understand the entrepreneurial aspect at a very, very early age.
Mm.
Hence that now, motivated me to, you know, to write something and say, I believe and I'm aware that this will help our kids. So should we have now something like, a kid entrepreneurial day nationwide?
You need to organize something like that. Yay.
Yes,
you
we
never
are working
know, people
on
will
it.
Come on, people will come on. You need to knock on the right doors, entrepreneurs, those who are already, doing true. It. True. I'm sure they will want to sponsor something true. Like that.
True, very yeah. much. So we, okay, so I'm basically working on that, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, by God's grace, we, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm pushing on that aspect. But imagine if we have entrepreneurial day, like kiddies entrepreneurial day,
yeah,
where they come, yeah. they come from different regions, they come and pitch and present their business. And these kids here these kids that can speak. Like, for instance, let me give an example. So we went to Joyful Valley Farm. Okay. It's in Krotop.
Okay.
And, the owner of the farm, actually gave us an opportunity to be welcomed by the son. And the son is like grade two. And his articulation, like his explaining of the way he's explaining the farm, you're like, wait a minute. Who are you again?
Yes.
And it's kids like this, whereby you can say, look, this is a child that already needs a proper empowerment. If you teach this child to say that, look, there is a business plan that is like this. You need to do the budgeting. You need to what? All these things. This child is already interested.
Of course.
Yes. So it's just that empowerment. And these are the kids now that would want to have on the, like, you know, they mm-hmm. they come in and they are pitching and mm-hmm. all that. So, yeah.
Mm. Nice. Yes. Interesting, man. And imagine there'll be those ones who even bake.
Yes.
And then they probably baked some cook sisters or made what? Yes. Curry bunnies yes. or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, this is what I've taught myself to do.
True.
This is my entrepreneurial skill yes. and that kind of stuff. So it's really nice. You know, Top Cherry has made a kiddies contest. I think your talent show, something like that.
Yes.
And I was looking at it and I was like, wow, this is interesting.
Perfect. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because there are children out there who are yes. doing great things with beautiful gifts and talent.
Yeah. You but then that. Their gifts can just be lost in the way because most of the time the parents, I think it's because of the education system, how we are wired. Mm-hmm. Now remember that we're just told to say the only way you can succeed is when you go to school, you make sure you pass with good grades.
Yeah.
Yes, please, actually. Yes, go to university and then get a job. Look for a job, actually, not implement
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
But then, if you look at it carefully, the education system is not really that of a problem. The problem is the understanding of the education system.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we are taught in physics, yeah. Mm-hmm. We are taught on how to do electricity. Mm-hmm. We are taught on how force works. We are taught on various things, right?
Yeah.
But then where do we implement these things now? Because the kids do not understand to say, oh, we actually can implement this.
Exactly. I'll pause there for me for a short while.
Okay.
We take a scheduled commercial break.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat. Oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
And we are back. Yes, Tiopalina, you're busy guiding us or making it aware to us about how we are taught in school, but yes. not really putting it into practical work.
Yes, yes. So what I was now saying, for instance, like in physics, what we are now taught, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The kids are taught about electricity and stuff like that, but they look at it, but they are not understanding
yeah.
to say it has nothing to do with only your marks. It also, that's why there is that encouragement of saying, please go to school and finish your school to have that understanding of saying, so if I'm at home and I don't have electricity, can I create one for myself? And that is taught in physics. Now, for instance, we are taught even, you know, in biology, in geography, in all the subjects, in accounting, business studies, economics, entrepreneurship, all these subjects, ne, we are taught, but sometimes the kids do not really understand salary. That is the reason why that statement goes back and say, you pass, and then once you pass your grades, then you go to varsity and start looking for a job. But initially, if you look at it in this context, ne, I have been a C and D student, yeah. Really.
What CMD
student? Like in terms of my grades from school.
Oh, okay. You said C and D.
Yeah,
okay.
C and D. Like I would maybe probably like get C and D's and whatnot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
However, trust me, I got to know how to calculate my break even point in my own businesses. I got to understand how to calculate my budgets, how to do my income statements and my balance sheets and all these things. It's because of the education that I got from school.
Yes.
The funny part is, yes, I wasn't good at presenting. This is just, I don't understand why it's like that, but
yeah.
I wasn't good at presenting it to the teacher and saying, yes, I know how to do it.
Yes.
But then practically,
mm-hmm.
when it's just funny because even some of the students
mm-hmm.
that were like getting A stars and stuff mm-hmm. like that,
yeah.
they don't understand it practically, how to put it in the business concept.
In other words, they are theoretical students and they are practical students.
Yes.
And we need to draw them. I think that's where we need to draw the line and sort of like push the ones who are into practical into another line and the theory ones into another line. Because, you know, so sorry to cut you. There's this saying, if you teach a fish how to climb a tree to spend its whole life thinking it's useless.
Yes.
Because it belongs in the sea.
Yes. Yeah.
It thrives in the sea.
It's true. So at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that the education system is not really the problem. I think it does have few challenges, but then the only thing is that the understanding it is now the issue. So let me say, for instance, when we I remember then in grade 9 and grade 8, we used to have entrepreneurship day at school.
I remember it was sort of like being implemented.
Yes.
When we were now leaving high school.
Yes. Yes. So,
mm-hmm.
there was a day now from my grade 8 to grade 9, whenever we had entrepreneurship day, trust me, like we were the best sellers of the school.
Imagine.
Because what we were selling, everybody else at the school was thinking of selling cold drinks, some they were selling meat, some they were selling chips and whatnot. And guess what we were selling?
What?
Fudge.
And you know, everybody loves fudge.
At least
everyone loves fudge.
Everyone. And it was $1. But then we made profits.
And you made a lot.
We made a lot because I remember there was even a point where we had damages of the fudge. Like there was a point where they went wrong. It wasn't right. And guess what we did? We took plastics. You know, it was not hard. The fudge was no longer hard, but it was soft.
Yes.
It was little plastics that we put that fudge inside. Then we started selling. So now people are like, but this one, how much? $1. $2. And the only good thing is that it's sugar. They are all sugar in different form.
Yes.
One is hard, one is just like water.
Yes.
So, and we really, really made profits. My team was really glad because everybody was like, whenever we had entrepreneurship day, they would always, everybody wants me to be on their team.
Uh-huh.
But mind you, remember in class, I was always like the, you know, as I said, the D student, the C student.
Yeah.
But then people were like, there was even a point when, you know, bullying was, you know, in schools, mm-hmm. bullying is always there. Mm-hmm. So then there was a point when I was bullied to say, you only know how to sell. But in class,
which is not a bad thing.
Because
as years goes by, those ones that were so good theoretically and perhaps didn't quite, for circumstances maybe beyond their control, they didn't get to pursue their education,
mm-hmm.
begin to look up to you, the one who is an entrepreneur,
true,
has made it out there, and you really look up to you to say, Teopolina, I need you to come through for me.
Yes,
you know,
very true, yeah, very true.
And I'm a huge advocate of, there's room for everybody, Teopolina.
It's true.
For real, I was the theory student.
Uh-huh.
I was the AB student, you know? But
mm-hmm.
even even at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
I make room for everyone. My sons, if they come home and they have D's and C's, mm-hmm. I applaud them. Not everybody is an A student.
That's true.
You know? And so the other time my son was actually, giving testimony in church last Sunday.
Yes.
And he spoke about how he passed 27th position
mm-hmm.
last year, December.
Mm-hmm.
And now he passed 14th position. I didn't know it was such a big deal to him. I didn't yes. see it like that. So it's like, you know, mm-hmm. but the fact that my son is at 14th position,
uh-huh.
I'm not complaining. I'm not the type of parent. You should be in the top 10.
Yes.
You should be in the top 5. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, it's because, as I said, it's because the education system,
mm-hmm.
We are not understanding why we are going to school.
Yes.
Look, it is why we are going to school is empowerment. Because if you put statement out there to say, it's like the way they are saying it, woman empowerment, man empowerment,
yeah.
we're empowering people. The word empowerment, people get to understand it so differently compared to education. But if you look at it, it's the same word. So what we are doing at school, we are empowering the kids. We are empowering them. Hence, that's why now that encouraged me to say, look, we need to empower these kids into the entrepreneurial aspect. I don't want it to be put in the state of they come to school, they are taught of a business plan, and then we should test the kids. And then the one that passes well, they get the stars because now they are aiming for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
No, let the kids understand, but also get to understand to say we are empowering you to use it further, not only here. And that is what I'm saying. Most of the time we do complain about our education system, how it is. Mm. But even right now, hey, you know, I'm at 2000 right now. With the school, they're like, yeah, why am I? I remember there's even a child that asked me to say, but miss, why am I still coming to school? Like, I have my guitar. Sometimes I sit by ShopRite in town and then I start playing my guitar and I make so much money by people giving me money. So why can't I just concentrate on making money or teach me how to make money? Like I come here, where am I going to use these geography things, those physics?
Mm.
I had to explain to this child to say, look, you need these things.
Mm.
For instance, the way you will know how to play the guitar,
mm.
one day you would maybe have your guest house somewhere
mm-hmm.
and you're inviting people to come and see, watch you perform.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to direct them? You'll get to understand the directions from geography when you're taught
mm-hmm.
from school.
Mm-hmm.
So you need these subjects. At least bear with this empowerment that we are giving
yeah,
you
yeah.
until a certain stage when you now see that you are matured.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but now we are pushing towards that empowerment in terms of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the reason why you see in most of the schools there is business studies, there is entrepreneurship, there is mm-hmm. all that. And also, I remember at school when we used to be taught about economics.
I wanted to take it as an additional subject, but later things were too much, so I just dropped it.
No, but that is one of like the yeah.
I wish I had done economics. I would do so much better behind this mic, especially on my news show.
It's true, but economics have been one of the biggest empowerment in my life.
Wow.
Why I'm saying that is because I got to understand a trade, what trade means,
mm-hmm.
the importance of trade,
mm-hmm.
And how trade can benefit the country.
Yeah.
Not only in business format, but also in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
How can it build great relationships with countries without forcing or creating war?
Wonderful.
You see?
Yeah.
So it's because of economics I got to understand. And trust me, now, if I was at school writing a test,
yes.
obviously I'll be those kids that say,
Yeah.
No. But at the end of the day, I understand to say this is beneficial.
Mm.
So let's say, for instance, economics taught me to say, wherever I go in the world,
mm-hmm.
whoever I meet,
mm-hmm.
my aim is to understand what can we exchange. Look, I mean, in our country, we have diamonds. But what do you have in your country? And this is now where the problem comes in, because sometimes when people do not understand the trade, then or in other aspects of economics, then we come to a concept of this is now how corruption comes in. This is how war comes in, because we don't understand.
Right.
Because I need to understand what we are exchanging. And let me put it in a simple way.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. And nice. Like, yes, a library.
Just my little one at home.
Yeah, cute.
I have a bookshelf.
Uh-huh.
And I tell everybody that comes by to say, if you want to get a book, bring a book also.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah, because what people have, they have a tendency of they come, they get a book, and they never return it.
Yes.
But if you don't have a shelf, then you don't have the power to own one.
No.
From my shelf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you can't implement your own, mm-hmm, then that means you want to come and collect. That means you are not a reader.
Yeah.
You are a collector. Displayer. You see? And that is now where I'm saying that is the simple
the
part.
Displayer.
Yes.
I have my own, but.
Uh-huh. And that is the simplest of what I'm explaining about trade.
Yeah. Nice.
To say, look, I can go wherever I go in the country, and I would maybe meet somebody. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what I'm saying. We have diamonds. In your country, what do you have?
Yes.
How can we trade? For instance, in developed countries, somebody would come and say, no, but we have technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could make sure that your diamonds are selling, you know, on a proper market and whatnot. And at the end of the day, we're exchanging properly.
True.
Because you have the technology,
yes,
we have the resources.
Yes.
So then, and that is from economics, you know, straightforward. And that is why we are saying that education is empowering the kids. But do they understand?
Mm.
We don't really understand that much of it.
Mm. What you're saying is, can they use... By do they understand?
Mm-hmm.
Can they use the knowledge and the theory that we are giving unto them and make it, put it into use practically? Can they make a living out of it, sort of to say?
Yes. Okay. One could say like that also.
Okay.
However, practically, look, what we're talking about is that empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Empowerment is a different aspect. Practicality is also a different context.
Mm.
There are two things, yeah?
Okay.
Because when we are talking about empowerment, we are speaking of people that are able to understand, to say, I would need this one day.
Yes.
Not just for the marks. Look, we have attended, I've attended a lot of programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I got into the farming aspect,
mm,
I've attended programs of poultry, rabbit farming, horticulture, aquaculture, and all this type of, you know, agricultural aspects. I've attended those. But if you look at it, I was with, there were some people that are prof. There's some people that are like doctors.
Yeah.
There's some, you know, all these other careers, they were also part of the training. But if you look at it, their aim, when I went there, my aim is to empower myself.
Nice.
So that I can do it practically. But then for them, their aim was to empower themselves so that they're able to, when people are talking about something, they understand. So it's like when somebody's talking about horticulture, they understand, oh, horticulture is about when you're growing onions, spinach, cabbage, and all this thing, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like that empowerment is like it did not go that deep to the heart.
Yeah.
But I'm so much glad nowadays, bit by bit, people are getting to understand what empowerment really means. Go to a place, get the information,
yeah,
do something with it. That's why you find some people have little gardens behind the house,
yeah,
or just in front. It's not something big.
But they don't buy spinach for a long time.
For a long time. Because they are always into the hypothesis or pilot study.
Yeah.
Which they sometimes. But I'm so glad, and I would really like to applaud those people because it is a good start. It is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that is where I'm now going to say empowerment is not for retirement only. Because one of the part that I got to understand, that's what I'm saying, the education system, once it has empowered the children to say you would need this one day, is not only in your retirement stage. Because you find our parents, sometimes when they get retired, mm-hmm. that's when they are saying, oh, I want to do catering, because I've seen Tiopo is doing catering and she's doing very well. Now, mind you, me, I have energy. Yes. And you are inspired to do that at the
age.
And you are retired. So at the end of the day, I feel like once you are empowered as a parent in the entrepreneurial aspect, ensure that you empower your kids.
Wonderful.
Empower them. Mm-hmm. Just start. Like if you, for instance, at the north, if you are going to buy a tractor, then empower your kids to make sure.
Let them know how to drive it.
Even if it's not just about driving, let them maintain it.
Manage it.
Yes. Let them know how to manage it. You need to push them in that aspect.
True.
Because now you could have the tractor and it's probably just at home. And you're like, oh, I know, why are we not utilizing it? No, people are untrustworthy and whatnot and whatnot. And that is why I used to talk about the employment system, also the working system, has put a lot of people in a box where you are now not having trust with anybody. That's why they say entrepreneurs are risk takers.
Sure.
You can come to me and you can come to me and you would tell me to say, you know, what I have here, it can bring you this and it can do this and can do that. At the end of the day, I would be like, wait, really? Okay, let's try it off.
Yeah.
Let's try it. I would be interested to try. But somebody else that is employed, the moment you say, oh, look, there's this and this and this opportunity, they'll be like, those things are wasting time.
Exactly. We have a caller. Good evening.
Good evening, please.
Oh. I'm good, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You're breaking down good today. Good. Yes.
What's your name again?
Juju.
Juju and who?
Tiopolina Shingenge.
Tiopolina Shingenge. So, good evening, Tiopolina Shingenge. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for giving us these things, because people want to become entrepreneur, but they always, the question
yes,
is,
yes, Uncle Bwana, thank you so much.
How do I craft up with my business plan? That is a question that is, I think, is heard by many people.
Yes,
how to craft up a funding business plan, promotable one, the one that can really convince the founder. So that is where the problem is. Even people who have gone to university, colleges, and things like that, but the issue that is hindering them is how to come up with a business plan that can really be funded. How do you tackle that one? Maybe there are some steps or some hints that people can build on, because that's a major problem.
So in terms of coming up with a business plan, looking at the book that I've written, there is a context or a part that have a simple way of what a business plan is and what is needed. Because sometimes some funders, they just need a 2-page or a 3-page. But at the end of the day, you are submitting 50-page. Who has time to read those things? So at the end of the day, yes, at the end of the day, if you look into the Future Entrepreneurial book, there is that aspect of saying, these are the main things that you need. And once you're able to write that, then the donors or the funders or whoever is interested to get your or to fund your idea would get the concept of what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember now I'm just remembering that everybody is just saying, no, I don't need a business proposal. I just need, and you know, in the street, it costs around 7,000 for somebody to develop a career in the street. Maybe it's even more than that now. And that really hindered, because despite the fact that people have studied business, studied economic, and you know, entrepreneurship, but still have a problem of coming up with a business proposal that can be really funded, that can really convince those who are funding that yes, this one is viable, this one is promotable, and you know. So I think it's good that you have mentioned that. Maybe you have to just to re-emphasize it again so that it can stick into our hands, into our head.
So I would like to explain now in terms of the business plan. Let me just explain it in simple, what investors and funders or whatnot, what they are looking for in your business plan. The simplest way, which can even be a one page, instead of you paying 6,000, 7,000 to an entrepreneur that is also trying to manipulate you in other aspects, these are the following. So first, we need to know your business name. What is the name of your business? Or what do you call yourself? What are you representing? That is what is needed. The second thing is your idea. What idea do you want to do? What is it that you are doing? The third thing is your marketing. How are you going to let people know about your products that you're selling or the services that you're providing? And then who are your customers? What are your target markets? And then your promotion. How are you going? Because promotion can be used in different aspects for people to get to know your products. For instance, to say the first 50 people or 5 people that register with us or buy our products, we give them a discount. You know, how similar to how clicks run their promotion to say you buy one or get one for free. That is also part of promotion. How are you going to promote your products? And then the other part is now the finances. Like, where are you going to get your money from, you know? And then your startup costs. What is, how much do you need to start up your businesses? And the expenses. Mm-hmm. How much are you going to spend, when you are, you know, in order for you to keep your business running? And then how much are you going to charge? That would be now your price per unit. And then how much profit are you expecting to get? And also your contact. However, there is also a part of the break-even point. When do you make profit? And okay, so a break-even point is something that you are not making profit, neither are you making a loss in the business. What you invested is what comes out. For instance, this happens most of the time when you're selling fat cakes. That bag of fat cakes, when you do it, when you produce it, what you get, what you have invested. For instance, if you use 250,
yeah.
Sometimes when you sell your fat cakes, you get that 250 out. If it's $1, that's the reason why you see people selling them for $2, $3, $4 mm-hmm. in order for them to make the profit. So these things are the things now that you need to understand, when you are creating or when you're drafting up your business plan. This is one of the easiest and simplest format
mm-hmm.
that everyone can use. Because different investors have questions of what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So you write what they want to see. Now, the problem is you want to be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you bring your you want me to do for your business idea or a business plan. You tell me that write for me a business plan. I'm going to write for you what I think is the right way. But in your heart, you have other aspects. The investors want to see what you want. So at the end of the day, that is the reason why most of the time people need to understand the business plan in the simplest form in order for them to pitch the right things that they want to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that is it.
Angabana, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. So you mentioned the book that you have written. What is the name of the book? I think I need to have a copy of that.
The book is Future Entrepreneurs. It's called Future Entrepreneurs. It has been endorsed by Ministry of Education to be used for grade 1 to grade 3 children. So in the primary level.
Future Entrepreneurs?
At the primary level. Okay, Uncle Bonner?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Come around.
Uncle Buana, may you please repeat your question, what you have said?
Yeah, I just wanted to know the name of the book that you say you have written.
Okay. So the book's name is Future Entrepreneur, and it has been endorsed by Ministry of Education to be used for as a supplement in their environmental study subject. And this now, it's for grade 1 to grade 3 children. So if you would like to get a copy, we do have some in Bookden. We do have some also in OK, in town. It is there in OK. So if you go there and you say you are looking for the Future Entrepreneur book for kids, you will find it there. Yeah, you also find it in some service stations, like in Windhoek West, Windhoek North. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, thank God for that.
Indeed. Young people are doing things out there, Uncle Bwana, don't you think?
I'm telling you, just like, you know, in other countries, they start with those little kids, those two children, so that they and they are the ones who are making millions and millions of dollars.
True.
And now our confusion is, how are they making it? Now that we now got a pressure here, and they start from that lower level, I think we are going to make a great impact.
Yes,
but
yes, most definitely, yes.
So thank you very much, and
Thank you, Uncle.
This is very, very inspiring.
Thank you, Uncle.
So much, Uncle Bwana.
God bless you, ne?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Uncle Bwana. I sincerely like Uncle Bwana a lot. He's very motivating, you know. And the one thing he will ask about somebody's name and he will know their name. He will remember. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is interesting. With the information you just gave out, where the book is and where the book is, I see you're very working very hard and serious about this book. Serious. And I love that. I love that.
It's not only about the book, it's the project. It's about the project to ensure that we are empowering the kids in the entrepreneurial aspect.
Yeah.
We really, really have that lack in the country, and not only in the country, but in Africa at large. Yes, that's the reason why now I was explaining about the part of the importance of economics that I was taught from school.
Yeah.
It's not only in trade, though. There's like so much that I got to understand, you know. Economics of scale, this economic of scale, segmenting your business.
I still want to study
all that.
Economics at this stage. I still want to, you know. I was recently in the north and I saw some NAMCO economics books and I thought to take them. But because I wasn't really sure whose books they were,
they
were at my mom's place, and I wasn't sure whose books they were. I didn't want to take somebody, you know, because someone could have just have abandoned them there. But they could as well be a student's books. I left them, but then part of me is like, I need to understand more, especially when we are dealing with economic related stuff.
Yeah.
You want to understand more.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's make room for a scheduled commercial break. We'll be back shortly. Okay, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Okay.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye. Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano.
You know, there's something about opening a Tafel Lager that brings people together.
Yeah, and once people come together, the voices follow.
Ideas get shared. Laughs get louder.
New perspectives come up where you least expect them.
Because when people use their voice, conversations start.
And those conversations, they can refresh a moment and even shape what happens next.
So, grab a Tafel Lager and start the conversation. Tafel Lager. Now we are talking. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, yes, word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Preach. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And the righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it, pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Double
show, no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Double.
Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's frightened. Crying about life ain't nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting.
Come on.
Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world out strongest hand. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I'm on the field, show me how. Please let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow, but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
I forget, live or die. I will never live a lie. I'm gon' get because I try.
What?
I won't quit until I die.
What?
I'm gon' make it all alright.
Yeah.
Make it through the darkest night.
Yeah.
When the morning comes, you'll see it.
All I have is God.
Lord, give me a
sign.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
same. Always new change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurting and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
World on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Father, Father, help us. Send some guidance from the door. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. Something's wrong with it. Hey. Something's wrong with it. Hey. Something's wrong with the good word, word. Yeah, we only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One.
And we are back with an entrepreneur, you know, the lady who's doing not just the maths, but doing the actual work. And you know what? When you said about COVID things were going well, especially in terms of laundry and yes. catering business.
Yes.
I think one thing we, of course, we don't foresee the future.
Uh-huh.
But it also should then encourage us and motivate us to start a business anyway, because you just never know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow might just be your time to shine. You understand?
That's true. Yeah.
Because you can imagine how many companies were doing really well. Companies were producing, what is it? Sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that time sanitizer was,
exactly.
I don't know, it was
and like masks. And, yes. And yes. masks.
And masks, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
they were doing really, really well. And some people took True. Advantage of that opportunity to mm-hmm. sell masks, to sell sanitizer. Okay. So yeah. So I think at this point, I would want you to speak to any business person out there.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke about a pitch point
yes.
and a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Who is maybe currently going through a recession? Just to motivate them that to motivate them to say perhaps your pitch day is just around the corner.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, mm-hmm. I mean, we say that Namibia is. I don't know now if we are still 99% Christians. However, mm-hmm. let's say now, I mean, we know that Namibia is now perhaps maybe at 80% Christian. So,
yeah.
First of all, as an entrepreneur, whatever you're going through at this point, understand one thing for mm-hmm. a fact, to say that God gave you the ideas to do something, because he trusts you with that. So, or irrespective of what you're going through,
yeah.
go back and think of what you've been praying for.
Mm-hmm.
This is now where we need to be very, very cautious when we are always praying.
Okay.
When you say, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the energy, give me the what? That is now the strength that you are given. That is the test that you are put at in order for you to be strong.
To build that muscle.
Yes. Now, the strength does not just come like that and say, my child, because you are my child, take it. It doesn't come in that way. Mm-hmm. It comes with so many ways. I've learned the difficult way of changing my prayer ways. Mm. Yes. Because there was a point when I would always pray, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the strength. Give me the... Then I got to realize,
strength always comes in challenges.
The strength, the way it comes. No. Eh? I began to now get on my knees and say, I appreciate for the strength that you have given me to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate for the strength that you have given me, for the courage, for the wisdom. Now it has changed to say, thank you. Thank you. Because mm-hmm. the moment you start and say, give me, you will get what you're praying for.
Hi.
So that is the reason why any entrepreneur that is out there and you're going through whatever you're going through, sometimes we lack the wisdom because we are also affiliating ourselves with the wrong people.
Mm.
Sometimes get to the mirror, be with yourself, talk to yourself, appreciate yourself first and foremost, and thank God that you have gone this far.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say also one thing is midnight hours are the most powerful hours in my understanding, because I believe that this is the time of the season when the seeds are dropped on earth. The seeds, I'm speaking of different type of ideas that are dropped in us. That's the reason why, mind you, me being an author of that Future Entrepreneur book, and I'm talking about us having Kiddiespreneur Day, National Day in the country. There is other people out there that are saying, look, I've actually wanted that. Somebody out there right now is saying, oh, listen, Tate or Meme, or, you know, you remember the idea I was talking about? There's actually somebody now talking about it. It's not a coincidence. It is the seed that was planted in us. The only thing that one could do is water it. You need to water it, because all of us, we are given that. And it drops on the same time. If I, thinking of it at 1, in the middle of someone the night, someone else is also thinking of it at 1.
Let me tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, I love that which you said now. And it opens up an idea to me. When I was young, I had just completed grade 12, probably had gone to university and maybe... just a year in between somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long after I completed grade 12. I had an idea to start after school class.
Yes.
For those who didn't do so well in grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
They could come different from NAMCO.
Yes.
But like a school.
Similar,
the idea was in my mind for the longest time. Mm-hmm. For the longest time. I never executed it.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I was in town,
mm-hmm.
I saw a billboard, like advertising board,
mm-hmm.
and it said Aisha Academy, you know, that caters for those who fail grade 12.
Yes.
When
you saw that,
I called this number,
mm-hmm.
guess who it was? It was a classmate, a friend. Immediately I said to myself, you see, Happy, you guys had the same opportunity.
Yes.
She was my grade 7 classmate.
Wow.
And I was so proud of her. And I think by the time she turned 25 or so, she was already driving a car, has a driver's license, was, you know, I was like, this young girl, you know, at that time, because this small person, like, how did you do that?
So
you're saying is very...
You know, it's because true. The seeds were all dropped at the same time.
Yeah.
So it depends on who watered it.
Mm.
So that's why now we need to appreciate, to stop praying and saying, God, give me the strength to water. No, appreciate and say, I appreciate that I am able to water this idea.
Amen.
So when you start questioning and contemplating, the contemplation will be there.
Yeah.
So initially also, remember, as I have explained before, to say life has its peak and it has its recessions.
Mm.
So all of us, we all have, once we are blessed
mm-hmm.
with whatever we are blessed at,
mm-hmm.
we need to also pray for humbleness. And that is one of the biggest things. And this is also one of the things that most of entrepreneurs need to understand.
Yeah.
To say, please, every day when you go to bed, pray for humbleness. Humbleness, because we get opportunities in different ways. We get tenders in different ways. This is now if you're a tenderpreneur.
Yeah.
Tenderpreneurs, I'm sorry, but then sometimes I call them hibernating entrepreneurs.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Because they go and then they wait for the rain and they come out and then
yeah,
they go back. But that's
okay,
not really
that's
the
so
case.
Nice.
That's not really,
yeah.
But that's not really the case. The case is just to say that. So when you get the opportunity, make sure that you are humble.
Mm.
Not getting the opportunity, you get your katenda. Now you're going to the bar and you are informing everybody. You know, like get anything you want. Get, I will pay.
Mm.
And that is where the issue comes in sometimes. So when you pray for that humbleness, people will always remember you. And most importantly, giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important. So mind you, I also just want to say something which is very, very important.
Yeah.
Sometimes giving back to the community is also looking back at your grassroots, where
mm-hmm.
you came from.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people that have tendency of, I don't understand what their aims and missions is, but they have a tendency of, you are giving back to the community, but then you are giving back to the community of strangers.
Mm.
Yet your roots, whereby even if you die today, it's us that will bury you.
True.
The people that you have given back, they have given you the blessings, is true. I'm not saying people should not,
yeah.
but we should give back in a strategic way
mm-hmm.
of understanding to say, let me also give back to my grassroots, where
mm-hmm.
I'm from.
Yeah.
For instance, if you're going back home now, this is one thing that I've learned from my grandfather. Although I was young,
mm-hmm.
I know sometimes people feel like, this girl did not understand.
Yeah.
So my grandfather was a mechanic and I did not understand it, but thinking about it, every time he came home,
yeah,
and that's at the village, our house is fully packed. Like I don't understand how he did it, but everyone, like a lot of people from the village are there.
Mm-hmm.
He would probably like maybe kill a goat or you know, or a pig,
yeah,
and it's just for the people. You know, I really, really did not understand it then. But understanding it now is to say this guy has been an entrepreneur, like
mm-hmm.
because he was a mechanic, of course, and he was giving back to his people.
Yeah.
We did not take it in that aspect of saying that he's giving back. But him feeding the community in the village,
mm-hmm.
it was a thing of who did not get this house, did not get this. And it was like a thing for him to say that everyone should get.
Yeah.
And I was like wondering, how is that so? So that giving back is really, really important. So, and one thing also, what the entrepreneurs need to know is that whatever you're going through,
mm.
it is a matter of time and trust.
Mm.
A breakthrough will come.
Amen.
So
I received that for myself.
Yes.
In other areas, even though not entrepreneur.
Yes. So you don't just need to. You don't just need to think on the negative side of saying, but this is not working out. This is not, no. In the midnight hours,
yeah.
when the seeds are dropped down,
mm.
what seed are you given by God? You know,
mm-hmm.
what have you received? Although you might not execute it now,
mm-hmm.
think of a marketing strategy. So let me explain to you one thing that is very funny.
Yeah.
When I started off my tutorials, I never had a property where I would rent.
Okay.
I never had like tutors. However, I created an ad and then I started advertising it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, I know what I want to provide to the people, but I didn't know that people would actually call. So it's called, my first client called, and I actually have the number of my first client. Wow. I really love this woman because she supported, like, she did not even, question to say, is this legit or anything? Because me, in myself, it's my first time, so I'm shaking. This client came and is asking, where are you doing your tutorials? I'm like, we're at the National Library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where? No, we just do it at the foyer. Like, we meet our students. They, okay, I'm coming to register. And the lady came in. Yo, I was now sitting. Then I'm shaking. Like, I'm even trying to control myself. But my body's just like, oh, now I feel like I'm a fake pastor.
Mm.
That is telling.
Yeah.
At that moment, I'm like, yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah.
So I was, I don't know whether she could see or she could tell or she could not, but the lady just trusted me.
Wow.
So I brought in the application forms, she filled in, and the following day we started off tutoring, and that was just the first child. Mm-hmm. She's like, when are the others coming? And then it's like, okay, the others will be coming soon, because like, I was really receiving the calls.
Mm-hmm.
The parents were communicating. So when she's asking, when are the others coming? I'm referring to those that are calling.
Yeah, of course.
To say, no, they are still coming. Mm-hmm. And later on, the kids were a lot, you know? And then we moved to somebody from the National Library suggested to say, but Tiepo, why don't you move to the public library? The one in town by OLA Museum.
Yeah, because it's more kiddies friendly.
Yeah, so they're saying, why don't you move there, perhaps maybe to do your tutorial? I'm like, okay, great, no problem. So I moved there.
With your kids?
Yeah, with my kids. So mind you, that time, and now the kids are just like more and stuff. And then it was a bit hectic from my side, but then I also managed to employ tutors. So it's teachers that were coming in. Of course, there's challenges to everything. I would get questionings of saying, wait, why would you tutor people here? You're not paying rent, you're not ordering stuff like that. But initially, I think it's because for me, the kids were more, but most of the people in those libraries, they are tutoring and they are getting paid. I mean, like, whether it's varsity level, you meeting somebody to say, let's meet at the National Library, I will help you with your assignment. Is that not tutoring?
Mm.
Are you paying rent? Mm. You're not. But because me, I have this visibility, it was now a question of, but you're not paying rent, you're not. Yeah. And then I was like, no, it's okay. Perhaps maybe we could arrange something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad because I managed to get a spot where I could just assist the kids. And COVID came.
Mm.
Funny enough, COVID came and the library would be closed sometimes because of this quarantine and all these other things. So I then started doing it from home.
Mm.
So now doing it from home, the kids were still coming. The funny part is the clients were still coming. Like, I was thinking to myself, I'm thinking, these people will start saying no, but it's not great, it's not safe and stuff. And parents were still, they are coming. Okay, then it has been like that. I've managed to get a spot in Winter Quest.
Yeah.
An office space.
Yeah.
Where then I began to tutor the kids and all that and all that. Obviously, because of few challenges now and management has changed and whatnot, then we have now to close down from that building. Challenges come in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then we had to now move away from that structure and move now to Khrotop.
Mm-hmm. Where did you do your high school? Was it in the north or here?
My high school has been in the north.
You know why I ask?
No, the English.
Exactly.
You speak very good English. And in my mind, I'm like, one question that I should ask you about the English, you know? It's like, I'll be sitting here and, you know, questions will be in my mind.
Like, it's the curiosity, I think. I am a very curious child.
I'm glad you say the English. No, really.
I know, but then I schooled.
And she says she was a C&D student, guys.
Yes, of course. I've been the C&D.
But not in English?
Guess what?
Yeah. What?
My English, I actually got an E.
Really?
Yes. And then I improved it and then I got a B later on. Funny enough.
No, perhaps something went wrong there.
or perhaps, I don't know, who marked you, or maybe you're just not serious, of course.
No. But also, there was, I remember, there was also an opportunity once that came at school.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of they needed students to represent the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit of a challenge because there was a discussion, mm-hmm. and the teachers got to say, no, but Chopo speaks well. Like, her English is okay.
Yes.
But mind you, her performance in class and stuff like that is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed on a few of those opportunities.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, it wasn't bad for me.
Yeah.
Guess what I did?
What?
I went back to the schools to give leadership training.
You go, girl.
The reason was, to say, it has nothing to do with my subjects or anything. If you see a child that is good at something, let the child go. Let the child do what they are good at.
Yes.
They don't have to, you don't have to expect the child to have the A stars and whatnot.
No, man. Yes. That's what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying. Look,
yes.
I've come to observe something with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, as much as I'm an advocate for education,
mm-hmm.
I refuse to be that parent who is insisting that you must get a degree. No. If my son, if after grade 12,
mm-hmm.
Any one of them decides, I want to go into tailoring business.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Yes.
Want to go to VTC, vocational training.
Yes.
Please be my guest. You understand?
True. Yeah, it's true.
I refuse to make the mistakes a lot of parents made. They think education is the only way kids can make it out there. Yes, I myself personally,
mm-hmm.
I would say I'm gifted in the area of academics,
mm-hmm.
but it's not everybody.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I see my son.
Mm-hmm.
One of my kids is really good at entrepreneurial mm-hmm. work,
yes.
and he's very good at house chores. Mm-hmm. He's very hardworking. Sometimes I pity him. You'll do this, you'll do that, you'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And school-wise, he's average.
Yeah, but what do you mean by house chores? He's good at cleaning or
yeah,
he's good at cleaning,
mm-hmm. he's good at washing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's so good at all those things. Like, he will ensure that he washes, even this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I intended to wash clothes,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. prior to him.
Yes.
Only to see he got the buckets and his clothes and he's going to wash all his clothes.
Yes.
And he's that type. He will wash all his clothes
mm-hmm.
and he's the firstborn.
Yes.
So I'll be left to cater for
yes,
you will hardly help there.
Yes.
So it will even be a struggle to say, can you please hang? Because he's like, mommy, I've already done my chores. You understand? So,
yes.
And even cooking wise, mm-hmm. he would make sure that the others are taken care of. He'll make sure mm-hmm. that we have taken a bath. He'll make sure that
yes.
back in the past, he'll even wash my clothes. I guess things got a bit a lot
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So this particular boy, mm-hmm. are you expecting me that I should expect him to be A? No, sometimes he has a lot of work that, you know, his time is divided here as long as he's passing.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as he's doing, he's passing his
according to what is expected at school. Yes.
Because
yes.
I don't know what the future holds for him.
Yeah,
maybe he's going to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, but also one thing is, if he loves entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm. and he does.
Mind you, let's say for instance, now I don't know what grade he is.
He's grade 7.
Oh, still a baby.
Yeah.
But either ways, let's say for instance, when this child gets to grade 12.
Yeah.
Or grade 11 or whatever grade.
Yeah.
They decide to pitch out to go to varsity and stuff.
Mm.
This boy is already having, I see it and I look at it to say, he's already having his cleaning company with his clients. Because that is what he loves doing.
Mm.
He's busy at that and he understands it. Trust me, what he's doing right now, ne?
Mm.
He knows the different type of materials and clothes and when you're washing them, which one to use warm water and which one to use cold water.
Yeah.
And he's probably reading on the tags already to say, when I'm washing this one, it does the, it has hay, it will be having, you know, those little things. Mm-hmm. If you use, maybe the different type of detergent he's using,
mm-hmm.
trust me, he's already learning these things. You might not be aware about it, but he gets to understand to say, the last time I washed my trousers that I went with the church, it end up having things like fur. But then when I use dishwash to only wash it, it's proper. It's no longer having that. Yes. So he's learning. And there are different aspects, actually, of life,
mm-hmm.
as we said.
Mm-hmm.
But the only good part is that as long as he's encouraged to say, the empowerment you are getting from school is needed.
Mm-hmm.
When people are talking about pollination, yes, because when you become a beekeeper, where are you going to place your bee homes for your bees? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to place it?
Mm-hmm.
You need to place it in a place where there's flowers. But which type of flowers? The yellow flowers, the white flowers, what type of flowers?
I think I'll be so proud. I'll be such a proud mom. If one of my boys become a farmer, I'll be such a proud mom.
If it's just not farming, there's different aspects. But also looking at it, that's what I'm saying. As long as the child is empowered at school.
Yeah.
And even as a mom, informing them to say, yes, what you are learning there, please, when you're in class, look at it like it's a story that you have been told.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in the class, they expect you to define exactly what is written.
Yes.
But then sometimes also get your average marks or your marks that you need to get.
Yes.
But also get your understanding.
I don't tell them that. I don't say get your average. I want you to do the best.
But we are saying, I meant like get your marks that you need to get, but also get your information right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Understand.
Mm-mm.
Do your best,
mm-hmm.
but get what you need to understand.
You know, Tiopa, I realized something. I'm a terrible teacher, man. No, really. My son was asking me to help him with his homework yesterday, math. And he likes math, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that. And I think I had one of my colleagues say, he would say, smart people don't know how to teach other people.
Yes.
I think I'm terrible at teaching.
I think that is the reason why I've been the best teacher. I have kids that are doing chartered accounting now at NUST.
Yeah.
And I've taught them. And trust me, what do I have in accounting, Eddie? And these kids are the ones that are chartered accountants.
Anyway,
yes.
We've now come to the conclusion of our beautiful discussion. It's been a pleasure having you, you know.
Yes.
I'm so glad to have you. Okay. Anyway, now tell us about, I guess, your closing remarks. And for those who would even want to reach out to you, where and how can they reach out to you?
Okay. So, my closing remark is to say, whatever you're pursuing in life,
mm-hmm.
understand that you also have a star. It may feel like it's dimmed now, but eventually when it starts shining, nobody can close that.
Yeah.
It will shine so bright that the right doors will notice it. Whether you're walking in the street, whether you are just at the market, whether you in a taxi, wherever you are, when your star starts shining, nobody is going to dim that from you. So whatever you're going through, whatever it is in life and in business and in whatnot, that star is still there. It's like a stone it's like a diamond that is just under the stones and under the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But once it is dusted and it is clean, when it shines, it's beautiful. So either ways, that is basically my closing remark. Okay. For those that would like to reach out to me or would like to get a copy of our book, they could contact me either. First of all, I'll start with social media because we're social media people. So they could check for Tiopolina Shingenge on Facebook. They could send me a message from there, or otherwise they could contact me on my contact details. It preferably on WhatsApp. or either ways, if not on WhatsApp, a text would do. And on working hours only, that would be on 881-8768478. So my contact is 081-8768478. So if you would like to get a copy of the book, it is available.
Okay. Yes. Stefanina, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure really engaging you. It's been a wonderful conversation. I love that.
Thank you so much for the invite, and thank you very much for the listeners.
Okay. And with that being said, you have come to the conclusion of today's episode of Life Lessons. Please do stay tuned for other programs or musical programs coming your way. And with that being said, goodbye.